Hello, welcome to Module 3 of the Windows Server Software Inventory Logging video series. Today we're going to talk about enabling SIL forwarding and have an end-to-end demo of what SIL looks like after forwarding data and then publishing a report. Here's the quick agenda. We're going to have an architecture reminder on the next slide, and then we'll have that demo where we start SIL logging and forward data over to the aggregator, and then we will confirm result on the SIL aggregator and publish a report so you can see what it looks like when it's properly configured end to end. Okay, this slide is the SIL components and architecture slide that we had in video 1. You can see our aggregator over here that we installed in video 2, and these are the hosts that we also added in video 2. And as you recall from video 1, we have to have SIL running in our standalone Windows servers, whether it's a VM or a physical machine. And right now what we're doing in this video is these green dashed lines. We're going to actually forward SIL data from these Windows Server instances. And at the end we'll publish another report so you can see this end to end. Okay, with that we're going to switch over to our node server that we're going to configure SIL on. This virtual machine is running on a host that our SIL aggregator is already polling. We did that in Module 2. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to import the certificate, the enterprise certificate that we got from our root CA on our domain. We're going to install this cert locally in the local machine store. Enter the password for the cert. Let's just verify here that it's going into the store that we want it to. Yes, it's going to local machine personal. Okay, now it's important that that certificate, which was imported successfully there from the notification, is actually part of the domain that this machine is joined to. So just like with the SIL aggregator, the certificate that we're using must have been derived from the domain that this machine is joined to. It doesn't have to be from the domain that the SIL aggregator is on, but it must have come from the domain that this machine, this node server, this VM is joined to. So now we're going to configure SIL forwarding and open up PowerShell as an administrator. Okay, I'm just going to check the status of SIL real quick by using the git SIL logging commandlet. Here we can see that it stopped and it hasn't been started yet. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to set the target URI and certificate thumbprint. Now I've previously put this in Notepad just for convenience. I'm going to copy this entire commandlet line. So it's going to push to my aggregator, HTTPS, the machine name of the aggregator, that's very important. And then I'm going to put in the certificate thumbprint. Click Enter. It's set. Okay, now I'm ready to start SIL logging. But before I do that, I'm going to switch over to our SIL aggregator again because I need to make one important configuration change there before we start it on the node servers. Okay, I'm back on the SIL aggregator. I'm going to open up PowerShell as an administrator again. And now we need to put the certificate thumbprint that node server is using, and presumably many node servers will use, into our accept list on the SIL aggregator. So I'm going to type a git SIL aggregator to see what thumbprints are already there, see what else I can see. I see this aggregator is running, set to run every hour, its own target URI, and a user profile is local. As you recall, when we installed SIL aggregator, I could either have picked local or GMSA. So this specifies that it was a local. But there are no certificate thumbprints, which is what we'd expect. So now we need to set that. As with the node server, I have a notepad where I have the certificate thumbprint handily copied. And now I'm going to type a set SIL aggregator add certificate thumbprint. I'm going to add that thumbprint. And now we get the confirmation prompt. Click yes. Okay, now if I do a git SIL aggregator, oops, looks like I typed that wrong. Okay. Now we see the same things, but we now see the certificate thumbprint here. This specifies that this certificate thumbprint is accepted for incoming traffic. Okay, now we'll go back to our node server, and then I'm going to start SIL logging so that at every hour, at a random point within the hour, it will forward data to this aggregator. But just to make sure that it's working, I'm going to go ahead and publish SIL right now. Okay, that was a success. So now we know that published SIL data is forwarding correctly. If it wasn't forwarding correctly, we would know right here there would be an error. Okay, with that, I'm going to switch over to our aggregator. Okay, we're back on our SIL aggregator, and it's one day later. We're going to go ahead and open up PowerShell as an administrator again. And we're going to publish a report. Publish SIL report. And again, open report so we can see it right away. This could take several minutes. Let's go to the Windows Server Summary. And we can see that there's now a VM on this host that has a known OS. It has Windows Server 2012 R2 Data Center running. We only get this from the publish of SIL data from within that VM. That's the only way we get that. Otherwise, it shows up as unknown OS. And now you can see our count as 1. And that 1 is for the virtual machine running inside the Windows Server. If one of these were Windows Server and it was running, our count would be 2, and then 3 accordingly. Now, it's important to realize that this count is the high watermark. So if we went up to 3 and then an hour later went down to 2, the report would only show the 3. So if days went by and we were at 2, the report would still only show that 3 from that one high watermark. Okay, I hope you found this useful. This was meant to be a quick end-to-end demo. Thank you very much for using SIL. Goodbye.